First, I'd like to say a pleasant good night to all the folks, all the dear saints. Brother Verrill has introduced my name, but I'll take this time to extend the loving greetings from the dear saints from St. Kitts and Nevis. We are small assembly in Nevis. Many of you will know our dear brother, Brian Baptiste, who has been working there in the Caribbean over years. But tonight we have an opportunity once again to decide for Christ. Last night we heard our dear brother Chuck spoke about judgment. Judgment is coming. You know, every time I get the opportunity to preach the gospel, I take it as my last message. Why? Because you and I does not know that after the message, the Lord Jesus may come. After the last message, it also can be your last. You know, folks sometimes doesn't realize how serious the gospel is. It is realizing that every soul is very precious. You know, souls, every time I see people, when I see people, I see souls. I see souls that need to be saved. I see men and women, especially, if they don't know Jesus and they die without Christ, they have gone to a lost eternity. No return. So for me, I take the gospel very serious because it can be the last gospel message. But tonight, my desire to speak on power, the transforming power of the Lord Jesus. You know, I want to say Jesus changes lives. There is power. We have sang it tonight. There is wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord Jesus. But there is also transforming power. Power that changes people's lives. And you know, every man and woman who have experienced the power, brethren, is an evidence. It is an evidence that Jesus changes lives of people. And I want to bring a man in the scriptures. Some of you, or most of us, would have read it already or familiarize ourselves with it. In the book of Luke chapter 8, is a well-known story. It is sometimes described as the madman of Gadara, the man that was under the influence and the control of Satan. But he needed deliverance. He was a man that was in darkness. He was a man that was being destroyed by the destroyer. He was a man that wore no clothes. He was a man that lived in the tomb. He was a man that was possessed by Satan. And yes, it tells us here in the book of Luke chapter 8, reading from verse 26, he said, they arrive at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And he went forth to the land There met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils, long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in tombs. But when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it have caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he break the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils entered into him. I go down to verse 35. He says, and then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found a man, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thy house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus hath done unto him. My friends, tonight it is really seeing a man that was transformed. You know, I often say Christianity is not also a talk. It is a life of transformation. It is a life of change. You know, today we had it in our Bible reading, where indeed we were speaking about the change of the body. But I want to tell you that the Lord Jesus is not only going to change our body, my friends, he wants to change our lives. You know, when I read this story, I think of every man and woman, sometimes we may speak a little harsh, that is outside of Christ. We will say, you are mad. Something is wrong. You are mad. This man, he was under the control of Satan. The Bible tells us here that where he was bound, they tried to bound him with chains. And you know, when I look and I ask even others, what it is that is bounding you if you are not saved? The chains of sin. It is the chain of immorality. Is it the chain of drugs? What it is? You know, this man, he wanted liberation. He wanted freedom. And my friends, the Bible tells us, whom the Son have set free shall be free indeed. Do you want freedom? Do you want to change? Do you want to be transformed? Do you want a new life? We have seen two little ones who have said, Chuck, I want to be saved. And you know what they were saying? Chuck, I want to be transformed. I want a new life. I want to have Christ in my life. I want to be a different person. But you know, it doesn't happen by talking. It is experiencing the power. It's experiencing the power of the Lord Jesus. And my friends, I want to tell you, yes, the devil is great. He have a great power. He have the power of darkness. But the Bible tells us that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am that light But here, this man, he was in darkness. He was being destroyed by the destroyer, and he needed freedom. But the Bible tells us, look what it says. Jesus says, let us go on the other side. What was on the other side? When they went on the other side, the Bible tells us, he went in the ship. And while he was in the ship, he fell asleep. And while he was there, the Bible says there was a great storm. The storm began to rage. And the disciples began to panic. And they said, Master, carest not that we perish. The Lord Jesus rise up. And he calmed the storm. He commanded the waves and the winds to be still. He said, peace, be still. But you know, when it came to the man, you know, he's the same one that have the power. He stilled the waves, but now he came to a man. And you know, if you notice here, he uses the same word. He commanded, indeed, just like as he spoke to the winds. He commanded, he says to the man, the unclean spirit, to come out of him. You know what? People try to free themselves. You know what? People try to clean up themselves. You know what? People say, well, I need to be rehabilitated. I need a change. You know what? People make New Year resolution where they said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But my friends, you cannot be transformed except without Jesus. It is Jesus. It is all about Jesus. It's Jesus changes lives. And I tell you, the efforts of man is helpless. You know, they tried to tame this man. They tried to bind him. They tried to say, let me bring him under control. Let me do something with him. And that's the world today. They want to do something with men. They want to do something with people. But my friend, they tried everything and it was helpless. But there come. He says, this man for a long time. That's the word there. A long time. You know how long some people living in sin? How long some is living in that sinful state? This man was in a state for a long time. Very long. How long are you in sin? How long are you living for the devil? How long will you let Satan control you? How long will you let Satan rule your life and wreck you and mash you up? You know, the Bible tells us Satan is a thief. He cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what Satan come to do. But what Jesus came to do? He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Do you want life tonight? Do you want to be like the songwriter? Where the songwriter said, life at best is very brief. And my friends, we say it in Nevis, it's gone beyond brief. Because people pass today, indeed, when you talk to them this minute, they're gone this minute. It's gone beyond brief now. Because life is like this. As you snap your finger, people is disappearing. You look around and you realize, how many have died? How many have perished? You know, we heard last night by truck where he said of the young man, said when he was going down in the mines, he said, I'm going down to dance with the devil. Well, I tell you, listen, I said to Chuck, he's having a long dance because just like that man, you know, the rich man, he was down there. What he was doing? He was weeping. He was whining. He was saying, Father Abraham, send Lazarus with a tip of water to the what? To cool my tongue. Because why? I am tormented in this flame. People make a mockery of hell. But you know what I observe in the Bible? Jesus spoke more of hell than he spoke more of heaven. That is how serious it is. There is no repentance in the grave. No repentance. When you die, you can't be saved again, you know. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. And this man, for a long time, he was there living in the shackles of sin. But what happened? He tells us Jesus came to him. He came to him. He asked him his name, and we know he said his name was Legion because there were many. there was many devils that possessed this man. And my friends, I want to tell you the devil still possesses people. He still is in control of the lives of men and women. But what the Bible tells us, that Jesus, he will bind the strong man. He began to spoil his goods. And he made an open show of him. That's what happened, you know. The devil was like the champion on the scene when Jesus came. What did he say? He said, Jesus, we know whom thou art. Why come torment us before time? You know what happened? The next champion come. And Satan was upset. And while he was born, he tried every effort. With even Herod tried to kill him, tried to get rid of him. But my friends, he tells us he came where the man was. And my friends, I want to tell you, Jesus will come where you are. You know, there's a story of the next man that was wounded, who left Jerusalem and he went down to Jericho. The Bible tells us they wounded him. They left him half dead. That's how Satan works. Satan will wound you. He will beat you up. He will destroy you, and he will leave you half dead. But my friends, what about the Good Samaritan? There was the priest. There was the Levite. And you know what they did? They passed by. But what happened? The Good Samaritan came where he was. He picked him up. He put him on his beast. He poured in oil. He carried him in the inn. And my friends, I want to tell you, Jesus said, I want to carry you in the inn too. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you and I will come again. Well, here he came right where this man was. And the Bible tells us when Jesus spoke the word of power, the word indeed that said command, he commanded the demons to come out of him. And the Bible tells us they came out. We know the story well. But what I want to concentrate on is that when the individual saw him, you know, when people see the change, you know, listen, people will see, if you say you are a Christian and you are changed, people will see. One thing, you know, you can't fool God. You cannot fool God. You know, the sad thing sometimes, we can go to the rituals as going to church as a form. A form become a normal thing. But there's no conviction. Well, here indeed, they saw him. They saw what was done, which was those that was in the country. And they came to Jesus. And they came to who? They came to Jesus. This is what people have to do. They have to come to Jesus. They have to come to Jesus. My friends, I want to tell you, it's all about Jesus. This conference is all about Jesus. That's what it's all about, you know. If we are not here for Jesus, we're wasting time. It's all about Jesus. What the gospel is about, it's not about the preacher. It's not about the man that could talk well. It's all about Jesus. Do you know this man? Do you have been transformed by this man? Have you been touched by this man? Have you been delivered by this man? Have you experienced this man? Well, this man had experience with Jesus. And they came and they saw him. What did they saw? They found a man of whom, that's the word, whom the devils were. That's the past tense. The devils were. You know, when Jesus come in his presence, when you look at the life after, the devils were. They were in him before. The man have a new life. But what they did, what they saw, they said he was sitting. Probably is the first time they see him sitting. Because you never read of him sitting before. He was, you know, if you know people who are mad, I sure they have a few institutions in America where they carry them, and you know, they behave all kind of way. We have them in Nevis too, so don't believe they're not there. They behave all kind of way. They say all kind of things. They're restless. Sometimes they have to give them the injection to keep them under control. But here indeed, when they came, they saw the man sitting. They realized something was different about this man. And they was wondering what it is that was different. They saw him sitting. But where he was sitting at Jesus' feet. Where are you sitting? Where are you sitting? Mary sat at Jesus' feet. You know, she had a sister named Martha, and Martha was cumbered with much cares here and there. She was a good servant, and she worried about this, and she worried about that. But the Lord tell Martha, listen. Indeed, she was complaining, Lord, my sister is not helping me. And you know, the Lord said, Martha, you are cumbered with much care, but Mary has chosen the better part. What it is, sitting at Jesus' feet. You know what things you can learn? This man was sitting. He was now being controlled by the Lord Jesus. But not only was sitting, his position was changed. He was a restless man before. He was controlled by the devil. But now he was under control by the Lord. And he was sitting at the feet of Jesus. The next thing, he was clothed. He wore no clothes before. You know, my friends, listen. Every man is naked before God and exposed to the judgment of God. Adam and Eve, when they was in the garden, they was naked. But the minute they sin, they begin to try to find clothes. They went and got fig leaves and sew it up and put it on. You know, try to cover up the nakedness before God. Because they realize, the conscience came into effect, that they realize we have done something wrong. And we cannot be standing in the presence of God like this. And they ran. This man was clothed. He was clothed. And brethren, we has been clothed. When the prodigal son came home, what the father said? Put on him what? The best robe. He was clothed. Change him. You know, there was also Lazarus. Lazarus was Martha and Mary's brother. When he was dead, when Jesus came and he raised him up from the dead, you know what the Bible says? He had on his grave clothes. And Jesus said what? Loose him and let him go. Change him. You got to take a change. You got to get off those clothes. This man, he had on his clothes. They put clothes on him. He was clothed. And we are clothed with the robe of righteousness. But also, he was in his right mind. He was in his right mind. Things changed mentally. He gone from being a mental man, a crazy man, to thinking right. He was now in his right mind. Things was working, as we will say, upstairs. He was functioning now. He was in his right mind. Are you in your right mind? You know, sometimes people outside in the world, they have all the education. They are very bright. Nothing wrong with that. But you know, when it comes to spiritual things, when it comes to the simplicity of Christ, you know, like we have heard, I think it was either today or yesterday, we heard a story of this lawyer who indeed said he's going to serve the Lord. And one of these, probably the professor said, what a waste. Waste of life. You're going to serve Jesus with all those academics that you have. My friend, he that save his life shall lose it. But he that loses his life for Christ shall find it. It's only what's done for Christ will last. You cannot certain things, I will not even say certain things, you can't carry nothing to heaven. But your soul, and when the Lord change our body. Here the man was in his right mind. And you know what I find interesting here? I never read it before. When he was mad and cutting himself in the tombs and was there in chains, you never heard that the people was afraid of him. You never heard they was afraid of him. They was never afraid of him. But now he was in his right mind. He was clothed. He was seated. He was under control. He wasn't doing anything. But you know what happened? They came and they was afraid of him. You ever afraid of a man in his right mind? I thought you should be afraid of a madman, a crazy man. But they was afraid of him because why? They were stunned that they couldn't believe that the man was transformed by Jesus. You know, people sometimes cannot believe it. They cannot believe it that Jesus changed you. Some come up and say, is it real? Has something, no, they don't ask you what went right, you know. They ask you what wrong. What wrong? Well, you didn't see what I was living before. He didn't see the life I was living before. Well, it's not what wrong, it's what right. The man was right with God. And here, he tells us, they was afraid. But the next thing, as I wind down, he tells us, the Lord Jesus left the multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him. They tell Jesus, get out of here. Get out of here. We don't need you in this place. We don't need the miracle working man. We don't need the man that will transform lives in this place. And they say, get out of here. You know, people don't need Jesus. You know, people ain't want Jesus. People ain't want change. People are happy to live the life they're living. They tell him, get out. Get out. They besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And the Lord took the ship. The Lord took the ship, but you know the exercise of the man. The man of whom the devils were departed. That's the language now. Who were? That's past tense. And he says, he besought Jesus. He besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away. You know, when you are transformed, you want to live for the Lord Jesus. You want to follow your Lord. This is what happened to this man. He wanted to follow his Lord. You know, there was a next man in the book of John chapter 9 who Jesus opened his blind eyes. And you know, when the Lord opened his eyes, the man went on his way. And the Pharisees came and met him and asked him, open up your eyes. The man said, well, I don't know. Some man opened my eyes. And then when they say, well, listen, give God the praise. And then when the man find out, he said, listen, I heard it's Jesus. Well, they said, listen, there ain't no Jesus. And man, they questioned, they do all kind of thing. And you know, they went as far as to the man's parents. And they asked his parents. And all his parents said, the parents said, listen, ask him, he is of age. He could speak for himself. He could talk for himself. And the man said, listen, I was blind. I was blind, but now I see. And they cast him out. They threw him out of the synagogue. And when the Lord came back, he find him. He asked him, dost thou believe on the name of the Son of God? And he said, who is the Lord that I may believe? And the Lord Jesus said, I am he. Listen, you will be rejected when you follow Jesus. You will be cast out. And here it tells us, indeed, the man decided he wanted to follow Jesus. But what Jesus said? Jesus said to the man, return to thy own house and show. You would have never thought that this man had a house. He never read that he had a house. He said he had no dwelling place. But the Lord tell him, go to your house. Go to your house. You know, that sometimes is the first place you carry the message, to the house. The Philippian jailer, when he was in the prison, what happened? He was there, and Paul and Silas was there. And when the Bible tells us, we know the story. They was cast in the prison, and they sang praises. And one have often used the illustration, God was enjoying it. While they were singing, God was tapping, and God was tapping. And while God was tapping, I'm just paraphrasing news application, God was tapping. And while he was tapping, there was a great earthquake, and he shake up the place. And while the place shake up, all the prison doors open. God was enjoying the prayer. God was enjoying the praise. And while the prison was shake up, the doors was open. The man looked left, he looked right. He looked around, he realized, man, what happened? And he took out his sword. That would have killed himself. Paul said, do thyself no harm. You know, I always find it interesting that in midnight, Paul see the man. But he didn't see Paul. Midnight, the darkest hour. And the Bible tells us, he said, sirs, he asked a question, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house, thy house, thy house is important. The Lord tell the man, go home to thy house. What do you think when he went home? He went home, maybe if he had his brothers and sisters, maybe they were scared too. Maybe they were frightened of him. Maybe they were saying something wrong. And maybe he was saying to them, something right. I'm in my right mind. I'm a changed man. I'm a transformed man. I'm a delivered man. I'm not under the influence and the power of Satan. I'm now a man who has been changed by Jesus. And I tell you what a testimony. Every man and woman and boy and girl who has been changed and transformed have a testimony of Jesus. And you know what happened? They get rid of Jesus. The Lord left, but the man remained. They couldn't get rid of him. He says he went, he departed, he went his way, and he published throughout the whole city. Oh, I tell you, I know how big it was, but he went all around the whole city. And I'm sure he was telling everybody. He was ringing it loud and clear. I know if you have a PA system, but he was shouting. He was talking. He was declaring. He was telling everybody that, listen, I was the madman of Gadara, but now I am clothed, I'm seated, I'm in my right mind. And I've met a man named Jesus. And he went and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus has done. My friends, I want to tell you, Jesus has done great things. He has done great things in my life. And if you're saved, you have done great things in your life. You know, as I wind down, I speak lastly of one man, a next man who, God, there's so many. Time will fail me. I don't have all the time. Because there's so much testimony. There's the woman in that same chapter with the issue of blood. There was Jairus' daughter. When the Lord went there, it was a house of death. She died. A house of weeping. But the Lord went and brought life to that house. There was a woman with the issue of blood who indeed all her life, all her years, 12 years, the Bible tells us, she went from physician to physician, doctor to doctor, and she grew worse, get no better. And she said, all I have to do is touch the hem of his garment. My brethren, listen, he wore a garment without seam. He was seamless. He was pure within and pure without. And the Bible tells us when she touched him, virtue came out. What it was power. Transforming power came out. And the last man was the man at the gate of Beautiful. And we all know the story well. There was Peter and John where they was going to pray. They was going to the temple. And while they was going, this was the opposite now. This was not a madman now. He had a different problem. He was lame. He couldn't move. He couldn't move around. He was not mobile like the other one. But while he was there, he was sitting. And while he was sitting, he put out his arms. He was a beggar, asking for alms. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Money cannot buy salvation. It's not how much you have. Life consists not in the abundance of things you possess. It's not how much you have that will take you to heaven. It's not how much you have. There's a little saying, maybe you have heard it before. If money was something that salvation could buy, some say the rich would live and the poor will die. But you know what happened? God said, you're too poor to buy it and I'm too rich to sell it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you free. Salvation is free. And it is free for all. And that man at the gate of Beautiful, he experienced that. But you know, after the man was healed at the gate of Beautiful, you know what it says? The people came round Peter and they said to Peter, well, what happened? Peter had to say to them, listen, it's not of any power or holiness of us why this man is healed. And then they brought them before the council to question. And you know what I find very interesting in that story? The Bible tells us when they saw the man, they said they could not deny that the man was healed and changed. And you know, they had to confess. They said, a notable miracle has been done today. And you know what they asked Peter and John? Tell us. Tell us what power. Tell us about the power. We want to know about the power. You know, people want to know about this power, you know. There's power in the blood. There's power in Jesus' name. It's still effective. They said, tell us. And Peter tell them, you know, what he tell them? Jesus of Nazareth. The same Jesus whom you have crucified. Wasn't it the same, I think it was either Nathaniel who asked, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? What came out of Nazareth? Power. Transforming power that changes people's life. Power. And the man was transformed. And they saw the evidence. And he was a testimony. This man now, like the other man, he was sitting. This man was leaping. That's the opposite. He was leaping and praising God. He was grateful and thankful that he was able to walk My friends, this night, all I'm trying to say, if you want to be transformed, it's not how good you are. You can't clean up yourself. You can't go and take a nice bath and say, well, Brother Anthony, I'm going to wash off the dirt. You know, I'm going to look presentable. I'm going to, you know, we have home people, sometimes some rasters, you know, they say, well, I done with the raster thing, and they go and cut off all the locks and they change up, but he don't change the life. Unless Christ is in the life, my friends, there is no change. No change. Jesus changes life. My friends, tonight, heed the gospel. Take heed. Life at best is very brief. It is very short. And as we wind down, I want to sing that song, Eternity. Eternity, where will you spend eternity? You know, every time I sing that song, it's a true story. I think it was this year with a young lady that I work with. She just came out of school and nicely going on. Wasn't a Christian, as far as I know. But she went to a car race. And while she was on her journey back home, you know, we just finished meeting, which is about 9 o'clock. We was driving up the main road. And while we're driving up, we saw some vehicles in the road. And we happened to pull on the side. Some of the saints, myself, we came out. We went up to see what happened. When we went up, we saw two cars. One was smashed up in pieces. The next one was on the other side of the road. When I looked in the drain, there was a young man. I tell you, never see nothing like this. His body was shrunk up. The impact of the wall was so great, he died on the spot. The young lady was taken to the hospital. And you know, I said to the saints, you know what we were singing? Before we left the meeting, eternity, eternity, eternity. Where will thou spend eternity? And I said, that young lady, gone. Young man, gone into eternity. My friends, there's only one life. Take it serious. Young people, take your life serious. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, trust Him tonight. Open up the heart door. Let Him come in. Let Him be your Lord and Savior. Let Him come in to change. Let Him come in to deliver you, to transform you, to change you, to set you free from the power of sin, from the power of Satan, to open up your eyes, turn you from darkness to light, and liberate you. As we sing that song, Eternity, Eternity. Time will soon end. Its fleeting moments pass away. O sinner, say, where will you spend eternity? Could we all stand as we sing this song? Yes, fleeting moments pass away. Oh, sinner, say, where will you turn to? Jinding, shall you the hopeless horror say? If you should in your sin. stand before the awful fate. From heaven and earth shall flame the throne of one eternity, 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 where you spend eternity. But Jesus died, yes, Jesus died on Calvary. Behold him torn, crowned, crucified, the spotless one made sin for thee. Oh, sinner, forever slain, he saves and for eternity, 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 where will you spend eternity? Spread your little moment here, be done. Eternal woe that set away the great rejecting one. Your awful death time and then eternity, 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 where will you spend eternity?
Could we remain standing as we close in prayer? Our God and our Father, we want to thank Thee once again for this privilege. We thank Thee, Lord, that we can share the gospel. We can tell others about the transforming power of the Lord Jesus. We can let others know that Jesus changes lives. No matter what the situation may be, no matter if others is controlled by Satan, they can be liberated. They can be set free. They can experience thy power. There are many in thy word who can give a testimony of what thou hast done. Yes, Lord Jesus, you went about doing good, healing all those that was oppressed of the devil, because God was with thee. You caused the blind to see. You caused the lame to walk. You caused the dumb to speak. You raised the dead. And yes, you are still the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord Jesus, you still is in the saving business. And oh, we pray tonight, as we have sang eternity, we pray that some soul, some man, some boy, some girl will realize the seriousness of eternity. Yes, when we pass this world, there is no coming back. Oh, we pray, follow thy word with much blessing. Let it fall upon good ground. Let it bring forth fruits. Fruits of conversion, that there will be someone who will be willing to realize that they are sinner and they are in the chains of sin, and they will be willing to come home, willing to surrender to the Lord and accept Him as their Lord and personal Savior. We give Thee thanks for this opportunity. Bless Thy word as we ask these things in Thy precious and wonderful name. Giving Thee thanks, amen.